Okay, so my name's Tim Jones. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 11th of July, 2009. It's 7:15. If I could ask you please to tell me your name, surname, age, and where you come from.
My name is Gerald Chong. I'm 36 years old and I'm from Royston in Herts.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me what inspired you to apply for the One Another Project?
To be honest, I really didn't know anything about it, and my girlfriend emailed me and said apply for this, and so I basically applied not thinking I'd get it, and then I got it and thought, oh dear, I better do something now. That's basically it. I'm not heavily into art or anything like that. It was just fate, I guess.
So how are you feeling an hour before you go up on the plinth?
I'm not that nervous, really. It's a bit strange. It's sort of a I'm nervous in a way because I've seen what other people have been doing, and they've been sketching, taking photographs and giving talks about illnesses and peace, and I'm just going to go up there and dick around for an hour. So it's a little strange, which is probably why I'm not that nervous.
So can you tell us, what are you going to be doing when you get up there?
Well, that was the thing. Because I'm not into art or fine art, I'm more into comics and cartoons. And if somebody said, would you like a statue of yourself, I'd say yes. Obviously everyone's a statue of themselves. But then if somebody said, what would you go and see, and I would go see a giant robot fight a giant monster, and that unfortunately takes two people. And so I would also pay to see a giant robot or a giant monster destroy London. And so I thought, right, I might as well. So initially it was just a joke, as saying, why don't we do that? And then realised I didn't have any better ideas than that, so I might as well do that, because at least I have fun.
So who would you say you're doing this for?
This is the weird one. At school we had to do classics, and there was a line where it was something like, I've constructed a monument more of lasting than the pyramids. So we've always had this thing about statues and monuments and things like that. And so who I'm doing this for is basically it's the kid inside me. It's just one of those things where you're given a stage for an hour, and I'll be in a costume, so nobody will know it's me, basically. And I'll just stomp up and down cardboard models of London. it's a dream come true, essentially. So that's about it.
How would you describe yourself?
How would I describe it? I wouldn't say I'm deep or anything like that. Happy-go-lucky. Optimistic. A bit of a geek. I guess that's the sum total of describing myself. So there's not much to me.
What would you say is the important things to you?
The important things to me? Having fun. One thing I did like about this was the challenge, because it's basically having to build a costume and the models. Well, actually my girlfriend built all the models of the city. I just built the monster. Challenge, fun, variety. How do you mean? Do you mean things like what's important, like family and family, friends, basically. That's it. Family, friends, food. I'd say art comes quite a way down in my list of priorities, unless you count art as entertainment, like blockbuster movies or stuff like that. But fine art and stuff doesn't really feature unless I'm on holiday and it's on the to-do list to see a great piece of work that you're supposed to see. But that's about it.
You mentioned like kind of having fun and kind of entertainment. Can you expand on kind of the significance or importance of having fun in your life?
If I'm volunteering to do something and I'm doing it in front of a crowd, I want to be as comfortable as possible. So I'm not going to do something that makes me feel uncomfortable. So if it was you know, giving a speech I wouldn't like, if it were attempting to paint or draw something, I wouldn't feel at ease. But basically I'm going up there to play, and hopefully I wouldn't feel nervous, I won't feel anything at all, and I'll be happy. So if, you know, at least somebody will be enjoying it. The worst thing would be there to go up there and be really earnest and not enjoy it yourself and nobody else enjoy it. This way I'm guaranteed at least one person enjoys the experience, and that would be me. So I think that's why fun's important.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
What kind of reaction are you expecting?
I'm not really bothered. It's sort of I've kind of kept it quiet amongst my friends, so there's going to be my brother's watching, sort of most of my family are overseas and stuff like that, so they'll be watching the internet. Half of them would be quite disapproving, and a quarter wouldn't care, and a quarter would just think it's funny.
Do you have any hopes or fears as far as the project goes?
Fears. The monster suit falling apart is quite a big fear. The biggest fear is I'm not really that bothered, but my girlfriend's put a lot of effort into her model of the city. So if that goes wrong, she'll be quite upset and disappointed. But other than that, no, nothing.
And what would happen if your monster suit started disintegrating in the rain?
I'm going up there with needle and thread, so I could try and fix it. But I guess I would just be a man in a monster suit falling apart, smashing London, rather than just a monster smashing London. So.
Cool. What is the main thing you say about yourself that probably others identify with the most?
Identify with? Just a sense of fun, basically. I wouldn't really know the only thing I've got in common with my mates is we have a laugh, so. So that's about it.
And what kind of expectation of impact of the project are you hoping for or expecting or?
A few of them were surprised I actually got this far. They thought, because it's actually quite a big undertaking. It's not a simple hire a seat and get up there. It's actually building stuff. So I think some of them were a bit surprised actually got as far as building it all. And the others are just, I think they'd expect something like this. Yeah, but it's like, you're already given a chance to do something like this. And if I was given, you know, and them knowing me, if somebody told me I'd have this chance, then they would expect something like what I'm doing, so that's about it.
And do you have any other general kind of thoughts or comments on the project or your hour on the plinth?
I was quite sort of, having got into the project or onto the project, I've now done more research into it and sort of just looking at public art and things like that, and it's sort of it's actually quite interesting, and you know, you would go and see it. It's just that it takes a big event like this for anybody to notice it. If it was sort of happening in Cambridge, which is the closest town to where I am, it's like nobody would be bothered. It would be just like a homeless man shouting on the street, whereas putting it on a stage like this actually makes it more of a real event. It sort of almost justifies it a bit. So that's about it.
Okay, thank you very much.